It's 8:01. This is KBNF Regional News for Tuesday, January 6th. I'm Patricia Naft. Over the next year and a half, Colorado will be trying to educate its citizens and any tourists about what is and what isn't legal about marijuana. KBNF's Jake Ryan has more.
If you tune into some other radio station that plays commercials, you might hear this.
With marijuana legal under Colorado law, we've all got a few things to know. If you choose to use, don't drive high. Just walk or catch a ride. And public space, federal land, or your car aren't the place. Stay at home. Lock it under a
lid. It's part of a new campaign from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. Allie Maffey is the Retail Marijuana Education Program Manager, and she says an awareness campaign is needed for Coloradans and visitors.
Through our legislative mandate, we received funding from the marijuana sales tax dollars to educate all of Coloradans and the visitors about what the laws are here in Colorado and what potential health effects to look out for related to recreational, non-medical marijuana use. We have seen quite a bit of confusion. We were able to do a statewide survey of about 1,500 Coloradans asking about what retail marijuana laws they knew about and where there was still a lot of confusion. So we have some preliminary data back yet, but the numbers definitely show we have a lot of room to grow in educating Coloradans on what those retail marijuana laws are.
A much smaller study found that only 1 in 4 Coloradans correctly knew the laws for recreational marijuana use. That number could understandably be even lower for tourists in the state.
We've had centuries and particularly decades to get used to changes in alcohol laws, changes in tobacco laws, age limits, where you can smoke publicly, where you can't. Those things have changed over time, and there have been educational campaigns related to those that people feel like they have a general culture and understanding of what it means to use those substances. But marijuana really is so new that this initial effort is really focused just on the residents. But through that effort, we're going to have a lot of information that then becomes available point of sale for residents, but also particularly for visitors.
Right now, Good to Know campaign is only on the airwaves and newspapers, but they plan to expand to provide information to schools and are working with retail marijuana stores to inform anyone who visits. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
The Colorado Department of Transportation, CDOT, maintains a statewide map of bike routes. The agency is looking to upgrade this online map with more local information. KVNF's Laura Pomisano speaks to CDOT spokesman Dan Wilson about the effort.
CDOT is looking for local input on its online state bike and byways map. Tell me what the agency is looking for.
Basically, what we have on the state map, which is information about like shoulder widths and traffic volumes, also just information about like local bike routes that are in these various areas throughout the state, because there's a lot more many miles of local roads than there are of state roads. And so we feel that this will enhance the map's capability for cyclists throughout the state. So instead of just being on State Highway 133, for instance, somebody could look up local information about riding like Crawford Road, for instance. And then that will enhance somebody's riding. Like on Highway 133, then they know, well, if I want to get to Crawford, I have this good connect that I can use via Crawford Road as opposed to staying on State Highway 133 down to Highway 92. So we feel this is really going to open it up with a lot more information, not just on the condition of the road and what kind of traffic counts that particular road might have, but also information about bicycle shops, restaurants, coffee shops, you know, even brew pubs, anything that might be of interest to a cyclist.
Who can provide input and how can they do that?
The local agencies would need to get online to access the site and become what's known as a trail editor. And then once they were approved by CDOT, then they would be able to upload information regarding their local trails, the routes, the bike lanes, that kind of information. But they need to be associated with a government agency to be approved. It can't just be the guy who runs the local bike shop or something along those lines. It does have to be somebody like with the city, the county, a town, a local bicycling agency, as long as they're a government agency.
Is the map only for road cyclists, or does it include information for mountain bikers too?
We could get mountain bike trails as well, since there are so many mountain bike trails, not just on the Western Slope, but on the Front Range and throughout the state. So at a local level, that's a big help, because that'll expand that quite significantly, because on the state system, it's primarily going to be for road riding, since we're dealing with mostly all paved roads on the state system. So if a trail editor wanted to put information in there about the local mountain bike trail, that's going to be good information for riders as well.
What's the point of a map like this?
Oh, it helps for people who are traveling across the state, or if they're trying to focus in on one particular area. Sometimes with a state as large as Colorado, it's the information can be scattered and can be very, very vague, and has been in the past. So our goal has been over the last several years is to really drill down to more of the local level and specific roadways so people know.
That was Bob Wilson, a CDOT spokesman. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
A cost of living increase will be applied to this year's Social Security benefits. Eva Veach is with Region 10, a Western Slope organization that works to keep seniors independent.
Most Social Security recipients will enjoy an increase of about 1.7%. So it's not a great deal of money. If you have $1,000 a month Social Security benefit, it'll mean an increase of about $17, which isn't a lot. But the other good news is this year there was no increase for the Part B Medicare premium. It might mean that people can afford to buy a little bit of extra groceries. And for a lot of these people that really are relying strictly on Social Security benefit, $17 a month, $17 to $25 a month can be a lot, and especially this winter when heat prices are going up. So hopefully this increase will help those people get through the winter a little bit better.
She says that heating prices have been lowered than expected, but the extra seasonal cost can be tough on a fixed budget. And finally, three elk fell through the ice of a residential pond near Aspen yesterday morning. The Pitkin County Sheriff, Aspen Fire Department, Aspen Ambulance, and Colorado Parks and Wildlife were all there to help rescue the animals. A channel was eventually cut through the ice with a chainsaw so they could swim to shore. Unfortunately, one of the animals did not survive. The elk were trapped in the icy water for over a half an hour in 20-degree temperatures. Up next, Chase and the Tuesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.